This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Nobody's saying how much the Haslams have a lot of money in Columbus right now. And it's doing very well for them, and I expect this to go pretty smoothly.
Yeah, I like you putting yourself out there like that. And we'll make sure we keep notes. And when it does come to fruition, make sure you tweet out about how no one on the show wanted that to happen.
Yeah, that's exactly what will happen.
That's exactly how it'll
You've
go down.
You've taken the Lonzo Ball thing very personal when I took your lack of support on the Lonzo Ball thing very personally.
Well, that's all right then. I guess we'll have to live with that. And something when you're
Byron
in Michigan,
Buxton all over again.
When you're in Michigan over the next few days, you can really ponder a lot of things.
That will not be one of them.
I hope not.
I'll be pondering.
I really hope not.
I'll be pondering of like another beer, no beer. How do we go? Can you have beer on public beaches in Michigan? I just realized. I don't think I know.
Oh, you know what's weird about that is that I don't know if it's open container. What's odd? I saw this kid on TikTok over the weekend, and he was drinking in Toledo. And he's like, no one told me Toledo is open container. And he was just walking around, which tells me I have no idea what's open container and not open container.
So you
these
can
days.
Just walk around in Toledo.
He went to a Mudheads game. He was leaving the Mudheads game. And the security guard was like, hey, as he's leaving with the beer, he's like, and he thought he was going to be told to like drink it all right now or throw it out. He's like, you want a cup for that beer? And he's like, yes, I do want a cup for that beer. Gave him a cup and then said, I guess Toledo is just open container.
In fairness, having been to Toledo, best thing could have happened to that town.
I mean, you're basically Vegas. If you got open container laws like that, why not?
You are not going to catch me talking very ill of too many towns. As a Bowling Green man, I cannot say nice things about that town. Just sorry. Yep, I conflate you with the Toledo Rockets program. Don't care. Get the hell out of here. But man, I would love that.
Yeah.
Try to get Wadsworth to set that up.
As far as your drinking on the beach question, I mean, I feel like... Can't you just go Red Solo Cup the entire time?
That's true. I can just lie about it.
Yeah.
Just like, hide it.
I don't think...
but I don't like hiding it. I'm a grown-ass man. I'd like to proudly drink alcohol in public.
Listen, I'm with you. You should be able to do such a thing. But if like the law says you can't, then I mean, just Red Solo Cup it and just don't even worry about it. Or... Oh, I know you got that nice little Verizon cup over there, the little Stanley that they gave you.
I believe you used the wrong adjective. There's nothing little about this.
That's
one.
That's right. You know how many beers that thing can hold? I have no idea how many fluid ounces it is. But it seems like you might be able to get at least a beer and a half in that type of thing.
Oh, yeah. Two beers.
Two beers?
Yeah, come on now.
Okay, fine. All right, well, great. Yeah. Then there you go. You got your two beers right there. It's going to stay cold. Put it in that bad boy and don't even sweat it.
We've got to walk the line of I have enough hydration to keep me interested in just being alive those days. But that sounded wrong. That didn't sound right. What I mean is I want to have enough drinks, but I also have to be there because I still have to be relatively present.
Well, you're still playing the role of dad. I mean, it's not like that's going away and like you got your kids there and everything.
No, but we're trying to get fun dad to show up.
Do they know fun dad? Are they like when you have drinks, all of a sudden it's like, this is a great time?
No, I think you and I've talked about this. I, up until relatively recently, I didn't drink in front of the girls. And then I realized, like, it was right around the pandemic, honestly, where I was like, well, they're getting old enough. I'm not worried about this. And I don't mean this in a bad way. My dad did not teach me moderation. My dad was a dude who When he went in all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I didn't realize you could have a beer or two just hanging out. Like, because if my dad got beer, he had polycystic kidney disease. He shouldn't have done it. But if he did it, he was going to make the pain that he went through physically worth it. Well, so then I was like, well, okay, I'll teach the girls you can have one cocktail and not get sloppy drunk. And that's not why I'm doing it. I'm just showing them, like, hey, yeah, it's not a big deal.
It was a fantastic spin of a life lesson turned into you having a cocktail or two a night.
Not a night. No. I really don't.
Like, that was a great spin, though.
So,
it's like, they're going to learn the lesson that moderation is key. How they're going to learn it? I'm going to drink one or two in front of them.
And then I'm going to call it out when I don't. Yeah. Be like, see the difference? Like,
now I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Now I'm wrong. Don't be like me. That's not great. Be like me on Tuesday, not like me on Wednesday.
Parenting. our good friend, mutual friend, press box buddy, Terry Pluto, had a non-QB write-up this weekend. We wrote about the Browns, but didn't address the quarterback spot. And he's saying quietly the Browns are very, very excited about Schlesinger, the German linebacker, and saying he could start day one at middle linebacker.
I mean, that'd be huge. I feel like every person that I talked to about Schlesinger only raved about Schlesinger.
Yeah, like at some point, it's like the Prince Charming complex of like, all right, we got a streak going.
Yeah.
We got a hell of a streak going.
Cal Ripken-esque streak.
People are calling us the Cal Ripken of weather alerts. That it's usually Anthony Lance 2020s, which are all of last week. He got hammered midway through. And the way the studio set up with some of the changes is we can't tell. So you and I were knee deep in a Carson Schlesinger. Not when we were talking about can daddy drink on the beach and be okay.
No, yeah, that part got out perfectly fine.
You guys heard all that. When it came to, hey, we excited about Carson Schlesinger?
And now we got the awkward part of we were talking about Schlesinger for so long. I'm like, what did they hear? What did they not hear? And so I just want to throw all of it out and just not even do anything with it.
I think, listen, one of the things that can be kind of frustrating about talking football is with the way the game is set up is quarterback means so much. When you try and talk about the corollary of an impact of young players or any player that isn't a quarterback, we just use the word impact, it inevitably goes to wins and losses. And the reality is, I think there's a couple things that impact wins and losses this year, and the rookies probably aren't going to have that big of an impact there. But when it comes into specifically on defense, if Schlesinger and Mason Graham can hit the ground running and make an impact, those are the kind of things that I do think have tangible carryover in the hope department for next year once you add the quarterback to all this.
Well, you got to find a way to replace JOK too, and if this was able to do some of that, I think that's a big deal. And then if Mason Graham can be anything close to what people have talked about him during that little stretch there with mandatory minicamp, I mean, you're set up in a very nice way.
What's interesting about when they drafted Schlesinger, we thought he's going to replace JOK. JOK wasn't a middle linebacker.
Right.
JOK was kind of, and this is a little reductive from a football perspective in 2025 to say it. He was more like a roving linebacker, like the hybrid linebacker safety, the position that came into the vogue the last 10 years. I mean, you've been doing this middle linebacker thing for a minute. I mean, Jordan Hicks, Anthony Walker, was it B.J. Goodson the year before? I mean, we've had a cavalcade of middle linebackers.
Back since, like, Schobert.
Yes, and by the way, even Joe wasn't a middle linebacker. I think he was weak side, and then when you lost Kirksey, I think is when he moved over to middle linebacker, and I think that was like a year. So middle linebackers...
That's how they made the Pro Bowl, though, as a middle linebacker.
But since, like, DeQuell Jackson, you've not had a consistent inside linebacker, middle linebacker that has made an impact. I'm kind of excited to see what the kid can do now. And he was probably of the first four picks, he was the guy that I think it was most out on.
Well, it was one of the more surprising picks, but it was interesting is that when people started diving into it a little bit more, I think there's a lot about Schlesinger and his story that throw people a little off, you know, practice squad guy and didn't really have an opportunity and then only ended up starting that whole last year in college. Like, I think he just snuck up on a lot of people, and I feel like the draft community they didn't know what to do with that. And that's why when the Browns took him where they did, it was a mixed bag of reviews, but the early returns and anyone that's seen this guy in person, tree trunks for legs, just a massive human and looks the part.
I mean, those were the two defensive rookies that Terry Pluto called out, which were Schlesinger and Mason Graham. That's before you get to a Quinshon Judkins. Like, I still, like, the way they built this draft felt back-assward. Not drafting any developmental offensive linemen, two quarterbacks, two running backs. And yet I still think there's a very healthy chance we get through this year and we're like, all right, the on-the-field results, the record wasn't great, but you got four guys at least, and maybe even with Fannin, five guys that are going to be potential core players moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of areas that they could hit in the rookie department, but that's why we've been saying for a while now that this is, for Andrew Berry, like, this is your redemption draft in many ways, and you have to hit, and you have to hit early in a way that is not typically asked of a GM when they make a selection. We usually don't ask this much year one out of some of these rookies, and I feel like we're going to.
How much of an impact can the Browns rookie class make? And the trade that I called, that I do think made the Cavs better, that's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I don't know if anybody else thought it was as funny as I did, because some people seem legitimately upset about this. I think it's hilarious that people are like, how can we do this? We never got him on the court.
Life can't go on.
Yeah, you know how many two-way players we just never really see on the court in the NBA? There's a reason.
I know, but not every two-way player was basically LeBron at 14.
And not every two-way player who is LeBron at 14 ends up at Western Michigan.
That's also
true. Or Eastern Michigan. Sorry, I got my directional Michigans mixed up there. If he was at Western Michigan, it would have totally different. But in a first rounder.
That's what I always tell his dad. I'm like, if it was just wrong directional Michigan.
And if you had gone to Central Michigan, you'd be LeBron right now.
Wasn't he at Oakland? Didn't he do something in Oakland, or am I just making that up now? I might just be making it up in my head. The point is, Imani Bates, I don't have to think about it anymore.
This is not great. Do you mean the Oakland in Michigan?
In Michigan, yeah. The one in Michigan. Is there not something attached there? I might just be making it up. It's just the type of thing I might just be making up, because I've thought nothing about Imani Bates.
You just hung out there once or twice?
Outside of the fact that it would really suck to be as decorated of a high school player as he was, and like as awesome as he was considered, to then just have the existence that Imani Bates has had.
The only thing about that is...
That does stink.
He still
I feel
will.
For him.
As long as he doesn't wash out of the NBA, which is a real consideration. Even then, if he goes over in Europe and plays 10 years, he will make, $20 million. Easy. I don't know how much he's made already on a two-way contract, but I guarantee you it's not a pittance.
Wait, you think he'll make $20 million playing a Euroball? Is that what you said?
Yeah, not in a year, but across like a 10-year career, $2 million a year is very doable in Europe.
I know. He's got to play another 10 years. He's only like 21. Yeah.
We're right there.
He probably could, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's still, if you thought you were over, think about, again, this is not as if to say that's a bad lot in life and all of a sudden he's got like the worst potential outcome imaginable. But think in one corner where you're talked about in the same way that LeBron was when he was a kid, that Bryce Harper was as he was a kid, like those type of guys, to then be making all your money in Euroball isn't necessarily the come up that he probably thought. Like it's not like it was a million years ago. He's just turned 21. Like there's a real world 6 years ago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
To go, where Imani Bates lays his head down at night and thinks, if I have Kevin Love's career, I'm a disappointment. And now look at him.
Wait, but 7 years ago, we wouldn't think of Kevin Love the way we think of Kevin Love today.
He had already won a title. He'd already, it's 2019. He'd already
like $300 million.
He'd already done a lot of things, but like he might have legitimately laid his head down. The way that like Cooper Flagg, those conversations, is like, it's a disservice to him to suggest he'd beat Kevin Love. That's like the convos that Imani Bates was playing in his head as he went to bed at night at like 16 years old.
I think he might more have thought of like Andrew Wiggins. I don't think anyone compared Kevin to Imani for obvious reasons.
Not that you're taking it too literal. I mean, like the idea that
I'm Hungarian. We do that.
I mean, the idea that like if he could still be a basketball Hall of Famer like Kevin Love is, make all the money in the world, win an NBA title, but it would still be perceived as a disappointment because he didn't reach LeBron, MJ, that type of status.
Is
like he had that conversation
like
in his head.
If I say the thing I'm thinking, it might come out really mean and I don't intend it mean. And that's the kind of thing you say before you say something that you don't want to get hammered for.
Yeah.
Is Imani Bates the least consequential part of Cleveland sports we've ever talked the most about?
We don't really talk that much about Imani Bates, though.
I mean, okay. Like
we didn't do a lot of convos on him, all things considered.
We didn't, but the greater diaspora of Cleveland sports has had a lot of Imani Bates takes, including...
I can't help that faction.
We had the play-by-play. It's just thinking back to the draft in 2013. We had the voice of Eastern Michigan on, who just ran the kid down. We had his coach on.
Oh, he did run him down, didn't he?
I mean, we had... Every show had at least two Imani Bates guests, and like... There continued to be the persistent Imani Bates hype of, if this kid can just pull together, I mean, he can be a member of the rotation. That's the same year we traded for Donovan.
Yeah,
I think that was like, we were like, we'd be like, well, man, can Imani help Donovan? For the 49th pick in the draft who'd washed out of college basketball.
I know. The whole thing is sad. I look at this as a sad story. I don't look at this as any other way. I feel bad for him. I do hope he just gets a chance to make a lot of money in the Euro League and all that stuff. But even that, with all the health injuries he has, he's probably not going to make that $20 million that you suggest.
Imani, go to Italy, play for their best team, or go to Spain, play for their best team. Maybe the second best team. The best team might not sign you. But
he's the Gatorade National Player of the Year in 2020. Like you know the people that win the Gatorade National Player of the Year honors?
Can you give me a list of them?
I you know what? I should click into the list. I can give you the list. The list is always like really
impressive.
How many
of them are Imani Bates?
All right, let's go. Now you're making me want to go through the list. We'll start with LeBron. LeBron was the first winner of this award, by the way.
That's loaded.
And then there's a lot of throwback names here, because it goes to Dwight Howard, just a guy, no big deal. And then it goes to Greg Paulus, remember him? Football and basketball player.
All right, Imani Bates. Better or worse professional basketball player?
Also a Gatorade Player of the Year winner.
We're not skipping over this Greg Paulus slander here.
Not slander. He was
better
great.
Better or worse professional player, Imani Bates or Greg Paulus?
Greg Paulus was great. I like Greg Paulus.
In college.
He was great. Yeah, he was great.
In college.
Bobby Witt Jr., 2019 winner. How about that?
For basketball?
Yeah. No. It's for all sports. That's what makes it so impressive.
Huh.
Like, it's not just I was only great and I won it for the basketball selection. It encompasses all sports. That's why, like, Kyler Murray also won this award.
Did Imani Bates pay for this? How did he win it based off what he did in high school? Given, you know, after 14, it was all downhill from there. These all things,
I don't know.
Just
feel
like very mean-spirited. Yeah, go to Juventus. Is Juventus a team in Italy? It sounds about right. Go to Gabagool school, right? And I'm telling you,
Gabagool. They teach you how to make pasta, and you also play forward.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I would have loved to be like a college basketball. There was a kid at Bowling Green. I can't remember his name. He was like their second best player, and he ended up leaving in between his sophomore and junior season. And
okay.
He just because he had a guaranteed deal in it might have been Italy, but it was like for $1.5 million. And it's like, wait. So you play like 35 games in a season. You get to live in Italy. And it was my understanding the team paid for him to have a joint there. It wasn't part of the 1.5. And your off days, you just walk around the streets of any Italian town just vibing.
Which, again, is not a bad life for somebody that probably should be selling like real estate instead.
But I thought you were going to go insurance there, because you've been very down on the insurance business as it goes to athletes turning into insurance men.
Well, that's typically the trope. That's where they typically go. I was actually selling
Looking
a little high.
Craig Krenzel.
I was selling a little high with the real estate venture, for being honest about it. But think about it. It was a five-star recruit. He was He could have picked any school in the country that he wanted to go to. He had to have thought to himself, I'm just awesome at basketball, and there's never going to be a story where I'm not awesome at basketball. And then you fast forward after a couple arthroscopic knee surgeries, and he's just a shell of himself.
That's why I think going just to awful. Italy. Well, I still think there's a...
God, you just feel bad for him.
There's like a Amani still holding on to that. I don't know. There's much more humbling experience of, yeah, you're going to pay a lot of money, but you're still playing in Italy, and they don't coddle you. Might not be the worst thing for our friend Amani. Still a lot of Amani Bates talk.
No, probably going to end up getting injured. This is the last day. This is the last day we get to talk about Amani Bates.
It's true.
We can't do this segment tomorrow.
This is the Amani Bates farewell show.
We can't do this a month from now. It was nice to know you, Amani.
This has been 2 years in the making. The farewell Amani show. And then a year from now, we'll be having the homecoming show, just like LeBron. Should they bring back Amani Bates?
Should Amani get a video message?
That's true.
Put a video board on top.
You know what? He was part of Cavs teams that had a 64-win team. Like, what are we doing here? We give those videos away to anyone.
That's right. That's one of the better regular season teams.
There will be outrage.
From certain media members, there might be.
Mac, did you have something on this?
I was going to say, I have the list of basketball Gatorade Player of the Years for previous seasons before Amani. Wait, did you want the previous six?
Wait, didn't we? Is this just the basketball?
Fine. If you want to, I feel like you brought this up for a reason. Go ahead.
He is the senior research analyst
for the Gatorade Player of the Year.
In that he also has Google. Fire away there, Mac.
Anytime you want now.
James Wiseman.
Okay.
RJ Barrett. Not very wise, man.
RJ Barrett.
That didn't work as well.
Okay, not great.
Michael Porter Jr.
Ooh, it sounds like a curse. Well, it sounds like
Michael
a curse
Porter
now.
Jr.
Oh, it's an NBA champion for you right there.
And made $200 million in his career. Thank you very little.
Okay.
Jason Tatum.
That's a good one.
Okay, he's okay.
We're back in the LeBron category.
He did tear his Achilles. I mean,
wow.
Pox. A pox upon yours. Who?
Ben Simmons.
Ooh. Oof. Is it a curse to be the Gatorade Player of the Year? I don't know. No,
are those the only ones we got? We don't have more
Carl
names?
Anthony Towns. Is the,
he's doing okay.
That's
he's
the previous the six.
He's got two voices, which is weird. All right, what about the seventh?
Andrew Wiggins.
And in the eighth?
Jabari Parker.
Still won a title.
The ninth?
Bradley Beal.
By the way, Jabari Parker playing in Euro Ball, doing very well.
I think like half of the names you mentioned still ended up winning an NBA title, though.
And Jabari Parker. I really liked the Lonzo deal.
I know you did. You know what's funny is that, so like I thought I was going to tune in this morning and I thought there was going to be a lot of Lonzo Ball talk. I don't know why, because it just took over so much of Saturday. And then we just had so many other things that it just kind of just got pushed to the background and it was what it was. And then even us and doing the show and prep and getting everything ready for this show, it was like, yeah, we can't really, there's no spot for a bunch of Lonzo Ball like conversations. There just isn't.
So I think a lot of it's because it's also been, the LeBron stuff has overshadowed it. I mean, even right now we're getting updates that Santi Aldama got a 3-year, $52 million. Like every hour we're getting a new, Jaren Jackson just got a ridiculous contract that I don't know we would say he deserves. DeAndre Ayton getting bought out by Portland and ending in LA. But I think there's this mistake of, and this happens a lot with just sports in general, which is I don't like that deal and I don't think it's going to work out. And I tend to view those things as different things. I like this deal, but I don't know it's going to work out. And I think Lonzo, if you can get him for 50 regular season games and he's healthy for the postseason, I think
it's doing a lot of heavy work there.
It is, but like even this iteration, if Lonzo never gets back to 100% of who he was in Chicago last year as a facilitator, as a defender. He's actually a really good rebounding guard as well. The wing defense part of this, he's a better 3-point shooter than people give him credit for. Like, there's so much of, he is the quintessential connective tissue player that I think if you were to find this offseason one more of, and I keep mentioning Al Horford, although I don't think it's going to happen, that would be enough connective tissue that I might actually give this more of a chance to work out in a run it back scenario.
What I like about it is that if it works, great, but you're not dependent on it working. And I think that's the beautiful part about this. And if at the end of the day, it's just a way to get rid of Isaac Okoro's money, and that's all it ever turns out being, then that was also a good thing, too. I wasn't down on it. I didn't think a lot of people were, but I thought it was interesting how Chicago's perspective of it was, we're just kind of happy to have him go away. And then you look at like our perspective of it, and you know, it just it was treated the way it should be. Now the LeVar Ball side of this, I thought was more interesting than anything. I thought the people that were connecting LeVar and Dion, and now how we have basically just two really famous dads in our orbit was interesting.
Is there a famous baseball dad we can get in this town?
Ooh, nothing. Well, I mean, who's the most famous baseball dad?
I don't know. None of them go.
Oddly enough, I was like Jose Canseco, but it's his daughter, not because of a boy that he has.
She played women's basketball.
No, she
did
be
not. Here by 2028.
She's done a lot of things in the public eye. We'll say that.
And done them well, from what I've heard. 216-474-0092. What does the Lonzo Ball trade mean for the Cavaliers? I do think it's a risk, but it's a risk in the right direction. In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.